Hey, shalom, family. Most High in Christ bless you all. Ladies, Most High in Christ bless. Forever young. Hey, everybody online, Most High in Christ bless you all. Austin, Most High in Christ bless you all there.
Come on.
Hey, Zach, man, it's good to be here. Thank you for having us so far. The hospitality has been really good. I'm sorry I wasn't with you all last night, but I had to prepare for today's class.
You know I told you to prepare last week, right?
Yes, sir. You said that out loud. Yes, but anyway, but it's good to be here. I was here just not too long ago, but I didn't have the opportunity to keep the Sabbath with you all, so it's good to be here. How's Zach doing? You all in good spirits? I can't hear you. All right. So today's class is going to be based loosely... Well, it's for the whole nation, I should say, not just for SAC, but some of the things should strike home with you all concerning things that has happened in the past here. Yes, sir, go ahead.
I did want, I spoke with Deacon, Deacon Joshua. You were right, because I see a lot of empty spots. The sister, we should have let some of them come in.
Yeah, it got a little chaotic. They didn't have a head count of who was coming.
Yeah.
But.
All right. But it's good to be here, brothers. Definitely good to be here. I do. Lord's will life last. I was telling, Captain Jeremy, Deacon Joshua, somebody, I forgot, that I do want to come out here for another 2 weeks and spend time with the brothers. Yeah. Lord's will. You want to come with me?
Absolutely. I wish I could get you to come to Austin for 2 weeks. How's that? Oh, boy, I tell you. Get it.
Austin don't need help, really.
Yeah, but yeah, we do.
I
we
think could Sacramento needs
Austin, we don't need the help from the bishop?
No.
Come on, stop that.
You got Razzes.
2018, we
need you. Got strong brothers out there. They're all right.
I'll be fine. But yes, Zach, definitely if it be the Lord's will, it would be good to spend more time with y'all because we don't get to the side of the country very often. And we don't want you to think that you go unnoticed. So the trip, just to make it brief, the trip, Deacon Abio spoke and he said he was coming out here and I told him I'm gonna make the trip, Bishop, so we made a trip and it turned into something else, but it's because we do care. Even though you don't hear from us, but don't think our eyes and ears is not paying attention. It's just on the back end, things has to go through a process. But know for certainly, we don't move like that, you understand? For those that understand what I'm talking about. All right, today's class is entitled, God's People Needs Charity, Healing, and Trust. Who are, by show of hand, who are the point men here, the top men here right now? One, two, three, four. And your security?
Where's Officer Azrael?
I can't see the face. He's here?
Azrael's the number one guy.
Yeah, where's he at?
Yeah.
Would be good if he's here.
Is Officer Mordecai, not Officer, I'm sorry, Brother Mordecai here? Mordecai's here? Okay, some people missing.
Yeah, is Azrael on security? Okay, well, he needs to come inside. Now, you can put your hands down. All right, I want you all to take notes, and this is for the whole nation. Online, people watch online, Most High in Christ bless you all. Stay faithful, stay godly, happy Sabbath. All right, today's class is entitled, God's People Needs Charity, Healing, and Trust. So a brief statement. The body of Christ cannot grow in unity while hatred, unresolved wounds, suspicion, selfishness remains amongst God's people. We come out of the world, we come to his truth, and we all come in here sick. We all have issues that we have to overcome, but if we want to grow a nation, it begins on the individual level as a man or a woman. And then we come collectively as a body. Some of us in our families come collectively as a family to help build. But as long as we have things that's unresolved, that we don't change, you're going to hit a ceiling. The congregation will hit a ceiling. I spoke to the men out here. They went to camp today. They said SAC has tremendous potential. This whole area between SAC, San Fran, Oakland, they said it's tremendous potential. And we want to see God's words flourish here. And Bill, all right? Let's begin. Isaiah Bishop, something you want to say?
Oh no, I was showing you this. I got up. I'm advertised. This is called Plaud. It records everything and puts it in form on your papers and all that.
Bishop, you don't think I stepped up? Look what I did.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's what.
Yeah, I stepped up a little bit.
Yeah, all praises. Yeah.
Look at me.
We always take notes. So don't think even as leadership, we still take notes.
Right.
All right.
That's good to have. But you know, the stuff we record, I have a little trauma from being recorded, so I'm just But anyway, let's start. Isaiah 1. Who's reading it for me?
Shalom, Bishop. Officer Zakai right here.
All right. The book of Romans. I know it wasn't him. I'm just petty. Isaiah 1, verse 2.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, and verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Can you turn up his mic, please?
Verse 3. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider.
What I want out of that is the consider part. We don't consider the power we have with God. We don't consider the responsibility given to us or the opportunity of repentance given to us. Read on.
Verse 4. Ah, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They are forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger.
Read.
They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint.
Stop right there. From the top of this congregation or any congregation or nation, if the head is not right, the rest of the body will fall apart. They need to see the example. Because everybody come in, they really don't know what to do. So they look towards the leadership to set the pace. And a lot of times, it's not even what you just say. It's what you do in your life. Yeah. How do you operate? How do you move? As leaders, our job is to mold you to become better versions of yourself. But if the head is corrupt, guess what's going to happen? The men behind him are going to follow, and then we're going to hit that ceiling, or you're going to hit a ceiling. So it says what? Read it again.
Verse 5. Why should ye be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint.
Mm-hmm.
From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment.
Right. Let's go real quick. We're going to come right back here. Let's go to the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16. And start with verse 11.
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 11.
Bring it out.
For they were pricked, that they should remember thy words, and were quickly saved, that not falling into deep forgetfulness, they might continually mindful of thy goodness.
Right, so for they were pricked, that they should remember thy words, and were quickly saved. So you would find situations coming up to always remind you to do right. These are fail-safes. It's called a conscience, if you're spiritual. It's called a conscience in regards to what I'm talking about. Situations arise so you don't forget. Consider, especially as leaders, and all you men are going to become leaders in your own right. If you're married, you're already a bishop in your own household. But you have to have a conscience towards God, a conscience towards what is right. So I'm telling myself, like, we'll talk to my wife, I'll tell you, and if she says something that's scriptural, even if she doesn't use a scripture or precept, and I know it to be right, if my conscience towards God, I'm pricked, or I should be pricked, to change, to do the right thing. Read on.
Verse 12. For it was neither herb nor mollifying plaster that restored them to health, but thy word, O Lord, which healeth all things.
Right. The word is what restores us to health. I'm referring to spiritual health because we all come in here sick. Our spiritual health is restored by the word of God. Leaders must acknowledge that in themselves, see it in the body, and know that the way to fix issues is the application of God's laws. IUIC, by the grace of the Most High, is where it is because we, you may not, like I told you, you may not hear or know, but we pay attention. And we don't let nothing fly, even amongst us. This is what the scripture says, are you going to abide in this? Then when we come and we deal before the body, we can stand in a clear conscience that we're not walking in hypocrisy. Even if you don't know, but God knows. We have to be that example to the people that's going to come in to show them this is the way situations are run. This is how you deal right with the people, honest, godly, regardless of rank. God word stand. Bishop, something you want to say? Okay, let's go back to Isaiah. I'm going to go to the book of Hosea. Hosea 6. Give me verse 1.
The book of Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1. Come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. Verse 2. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight.
So I want you, brothers, one of you to help me out. It says, I'm going to read verse 1. Come, let us return unto the Lord. One word. What is that talking about? Just say the word. Amen. Very good. Let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn us, and he will heal us. We were torn how? Captivity went to slavery. And he will heal us, meaning he will redeem us out of this situation. But look what it says. He hath smitten us and he will bind us up. I always say this. The prophets always spoke about impending danger, things that was happening in their current time and future. And in many cases in the future, they spoke about a redemption. So it gives us a benchmark or something to look for in changing. The Lord will heal us. He will bind us back up. Verse 2. It says, and after 2 days, what is the 2 days referring to? Who knows? He will revive us. Go ahead, right here.
So, the 2 days, when you precepted with the Peters, is going into 2,000 years.
Very good, very good. And after 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up. Who can explain that? In the third day, he will raise us up. Nobody. Right there, behind you. Yeah, you.
Shalom, Bishop, Officer Benai, Atlanta. So he's talking about now, when we get raised up in the 60s, we start to learn who we are. Now in the third day, he's raising us up to who we are, to our identity.
Okay, let's go. He'll raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Verse 3.
Verse 3. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth.
Right. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Then shall we experience this if we follow on to apply what God tells us to do. Then shall we know. Then shall we be bound up. Then shall we be healed if we follow on the instruction God has left for us. Read verse 3 again.
Verse 3. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth.
What is the analogy he's using here concerning the former and latter rain? What is he trying to say? Yeah. Right, and in that Give me one word. What is it?
Salvation.
Okay, good. It's going to be a blessing. When we harvest crops, we look forward to the rain coming. We needed the rain to come. When it didn't rain, we knew the Lord wasn't dealing with us. That's how he punished us. We read that in Deuteronomy 28. So he's telling you, the blessing the Lord will give us will be in the application of his laws. Go to Hosea 3. Start with verse four.
The book of Hosea, chapter 3 and verse 4. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim.
Read.
Afterward shall the children of Israel return, and seek the Lord their God, and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days.
That's these days. We were out for a long time. We were without the understanding of who we were as a people, what the will of God was for us. In the last days, the Lord raised up the prophets back on the earth to begin to teach the word of God, to apply the word of God so we could be delivered out of here. So read that verse one time for me.
Verse 5, afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days.
So I got a question for you. Where in the New Testament do we read a scripture that explains that the Lord will return to us and the children will return to, says, and afterward the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord? Where to read that? Anybody? Let's go to John 4. Verse 23.
The book of John, chapter 4, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Right. The hour cometh when the true worshipers are going to worship the Father in spirit and truth, as it is written. That's us. That's us reviving in this time. Again, I said this earlier. What you're part of and what you're experiencing is the resurrection of God's, Christ's kingdom. And in that kingdom, righteousness must reign. The hour cometh what?
But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Read.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
The Father's going to try us to see if we're going to worship him according to the spirit and truth, which is what? Some of this I'm going to pass because I'm assuming you understand what the spirit and truth is. Who does not understand what the spirit and truth is? Who can explain worshiping in spirit and truth? Give me the spirit. Go ahead. Very good. And truth?
Psalm. Psalms 119, 142.
Very good. Which is what? Explain it for the people. What is that talking about?
It's the application of God's laws.
The keeping of God's commandments. Now look what it says next, the next verse.
Verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
There's one word there I want you to emphasize. What word do you think it is, Rita? One word.
Must.
Right. Must. There's no other way to do it. You must worship him in spirit and truth, the application of God's laws. Now watch this. Drop that real quick. Let's go back to Hosea, chapter 4 now. Give me 4 and 1.
The book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land.
Read on.
By swearing and lying, and killing, and stealing, and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood.
Right. It says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth. The application of God's law is not being applied. There's no mercy being shown, nor knowledge of God in the land. All people have no knowledge of God, so it's our job to bring them back. So as they're coming in, people are coming in because they're buying into the system. They believe that they're the Israelites. They believe what's being taught is true. The word of God must be applied. Here's one simple. I'm going to give you one simple law. That's not negotiable. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I'm asking, how do you keep the Sabbath day holy? Somebody explain to me. Give me the tenets on keeping it holy. It's right there. It's a curve. Just talk loud. They don't got the... Yeah. What must you do?
We must congregate for one. We cannot cook. We cannot buy. We cannot sell on the Lord's Sabbath day.
Very good. One of the tenets of keeping the Sabbath day holy, it's a holy convocation. There's no way around that. There's no, you can't decide to not do that. Somebody take it as not important. But it's those small things, the application of God's laws is what separates us. The Lord said we must keep the Sabbath day. We cannot cook, clean, shop, sell, and we must convocate. We can't reason our mind. The Lord said, I seek it such that's going to worship me as it is written in spirit and truth. So we read here, verse 1 again of Hosea 4.
Verse 1, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land.
There's no knowledge of God because the laws of God is not being taught and or enforced. Read on.
Verse 2. By swearing and lying and killing.
And sinning. Read on.
And stealing.
Sinning.
And committing adultery.
Sinning.
They break out and blood toucheth blood.
It says they break out. What is they break out talking about? Anybody knows? Hold this. Baruch 4. Let me Baruch 4 and 1.
The book of Baruch, chapter 4, and verse 1.
Read it out.
This book of the commandments of God and the law that endureth forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die.
Right. But such as leave it or break away from it shall die. Let's go back. Verse 2 again.
Verse 2. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood.
Blood touches blood is violence, hatred, killing against each other. Read on.
Verse 3. Therefore shall the land mourn.
Therefore shall the land mourn because of what we read before. So if we have those same sins abiding in the body, adultery, stealing, lying, swearing, not applying God's laws, hatred, violence, it says, therefore shall the land mourn. Well, therefore the congregation won't grow. They won't flourish. Why? Again, as leaders, we must teach the laws, we must hold people accountable to laws, and we ourselves must be an example of that so people can see. There has to be a change in the way we move, how we think.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
So what if for the Sabbath I decide, or anyone decides, not to congregate with the body, or congregate partially, but then congregate with somebody that's put out of the body?
Can somebody answer that?
So that would be out of order based off Amos, where it says, can two walk together unless they be agreed?
Right. So they would be doing what? What would they be doing? Starts with an S, ends with an N.
Start with an S, starts with sin.
Oh, you're big. Sorry. Ooh, right. They'll be sinning. Well, it starts, ends with a G. But the point is, they'll